great joy that we welcome you, each and every one of you, the you you believe yourself to be. In fact, what we are doing is welcoming in the new consciousness, the oneness of your all. So take a look at yourself. You may look at yourself externally, but primarily internally, and evaluate who you are. Who do you believe yourself to be? You must understand at this point in time that the paradigm shift is occurring that the channeler is referring to. There is no longer the need for the seed time and harvest that has been quoted in your biblical text. Well, of course, there is some time. It is there to prepare you for what comes next. But as you travel and accelerate on the spiritual highway, you have the good fortune to accelerate your progress, accelerate your steps. Once you understand that you are spiritual, that you are not limited, you have no need for the limited thinking, the limited belief that there is here and that there is there, the limited belief that there is me and then there is you, and that somehow there is division. In truth, there is no division. There is no division between the consciousness that is coming through the channeler's vocal cords and your consciousness. So, as you consider our words, we ask you to relax. We ask you to take that deep, holy breath and travel with our vibration. Travel to the vibration of where you truly exist. You see, at this point in time, you have the good fortune to attract newer ideas, newer focal points, if you will. You have been very focused on the duality of it all. In some respects, this is required in order to travel through the process of the physical locality that you are supposedly in. But as you learn how to simultaneously access the higher vibrations, what you will find is you will still be in the physicality, but you will be accessing the higher dimensionality of it all, so that higher choices can be made, quicker resolutions can be earned, quicker healings can occur. The information that the channeler was alluding to was really quite profound. A significant healing took place in her own personal family. This is because she has been training with us to focus on the miracle, to focus on the higher being that dwells within us all. Well, she says, if I focus on the higher reality that we are one, we are all one, then surely we all want a quick resolution. We all want that healing. We all want that miracle. We all want that access to our divinity. So it is just the ego, you may say, crying out for love. The mind has been trained so well that even though the heart was hurting and wanted to hold up the barriers of fear, she stayed grounded and emitted the love frequency. The love frequency allowed the miracle to occur. We share her example to afford the information that this is available 24/7, and this is ultimately what will end the world wars, the world hunger, the ego-driven society. As each and every one of you continue to do the marvelous job you are doing in your own ascension march, what you will find is resolution occurs quicker and quicker and quicker. So it may be the resolution of an internal strife. It may be the resolution of needing more golden coins. It may be the resolution of a particular health issue that has been a concern or an irritant for you. What you are doing as a society of the lightworker consciousness, is you are ascending in consciousness. Have you noticed? Miracles occur quicker. You are more entitled to that due to your own efforts. There has been grace that has been established through that you associate with the name God. Grace is allowing the divine energies to be restored to planet Earth, to Gaia's auric field. While this may cause eruption, like it did last night in the channeler's home, the eruption is important, for it is helping energies to regroup, to resettle to their more divine harmonic resonance. And it is for you to understand, as you, as a group, we state this, for each member of the group this morning is part of the collective consciousness that is ready for change. You are part of the ascension energies, and you each have the ability to claim ascension in this lifetime. So, before we go further, we ask you to take a momentary pause and consider our holy words that we just stated. You each have the opportunity to reach ascension in this very lifetime. Allow yourself to take the holy pause and allow that to sink into the very membrane of the cells within your auric field, within your bodily framework, within your etheric body, your mental body, your emotional body. Allow that paradigm shift to occur. So, what I have been reading about in the books, what I have been reading about in the channel material, this is not just something to play with for lifetime after lifetime. This is actually something that can occur with my willingness to allow. You see, ascension vibration is already present. It is not even something that is coming in the next decade, in the decade after that. It is already present. So the key is to transfer your attention to that vibration, to open the heart and to be willing to learn how to delight yourself on the planetary experience, how to ground yourself in the new awareness that there is a different, lighter way of traveling. You see, you are still going to experience Mother Earth. You are still going to experience yourself with your physical body, at least in the beginning. But truly, there is a different way of operating. As you open up your sensory experience, as you open up your heart, as you each open up to your own divinity, for surely you understand you are all channelers. The channeler is just playing with one modality, one mode of channeling. But given a few more years, or perhaps a full decade, there will be no one on the planet that does not channel regularly. It will be as common as eating a piece of pie. For surely you all do it in one shape or form. But even the conscious way that the channeler does will be a bit outdated, and you will all be channeling your higher self beautifully. So, as you learn to bring these energies more and more into your awareness, what you will learn is a matter of integration. It is not that I am a good spiritual aspirant, so I will have this hobby of learning about the spiritual matters. No, it will be I will master and learn how to adopt my spiritual wisdom into my everyday moment. Moment by moment by moment, you will be led to put on the Facebook and see the spiritual message. You will be led to keep the heart open despite the old, outdated mode of closing it. You see, ascension is present. You are all ascending. You are coming to the groups, you are listening to the YouTubes, you are doing your own prayer and meditation, and you are ascending in consciousness. So we ask you to take a pause and consider that piece of news, that clearly ascension has already begun. You see, you have already signed up for it. You are already here. It is a bit like being in the land of Oz and just not noticing what already exists. Is there a magic flower? Is there a unicorn behind that tree? You see, it is all here and present. So those that have ears for hearing, let them hear. ascension energy has already arrived. We are in the habit at this point of repeating ourselves to allow the paradigm shift to sink deeper and deeper and deeper into your collective consciousness. You see, as you form in a group, including our Skype friend, you are building an energetic pyramid, you may say. There is an energetic matrix that now is formed. There is you and you and you singularly, and yet there is also a group consciousness that now exists. This is strengthened with the awareness and the acceptance of ascension for each of the group members. So the whole is bigger than the individual parts. As you work with this awareness, what you are finding and what you are learning is the group consciousness change and field that will amass in form, amass in vibration, and amass in strength. So what you are doing is learning to do what the global planet is preparing to do. The paradigm shift is occurring. There is still the wars of duality. There is still the wars of the personal duality. But as you continue to work with the energies, what you are going to find and are discovering presently that is that these energies are really quite powerful. All those little Facebook blurbs are quite accurate. They are powerful, they are magical, and they are you. So work with these energies daily. Do not see them as separate. Because you have been immersed in separation consciousness for so long, you still tend to, by and large, see the energy as separate from you. What we are sharing with you is that the energy is you. So, would you like to learn more about you? Who are you? You are this new energy that has come to the planet. And as you work with it, as you build your rapport with it, as you pay a bit more attention to it rather than perhaps ignoring it until your meditation time, what you will find is it will help you to access more of you. It will unlock the psychic abilities. It will unlock your potential realities. It will unlock more and more and more and help you to reestablish, reemerge as your divine self. Surely you understand you have never stopped being your divine self, but this affords you the ability to access more of it, to have more awareness of it, and to be able to do more things as a result. So at this time, we would like to perform one more group attunement, and then we look forward to our personal discussions. One moment. We welcome all our group members, and we address you as our friends, our colleagues, and our fellow masters. It is time for you, too, to be the master, and so it is. Valerie does not have her pink robe on anymore. Hi, Valerie. Okay, good.
I'm just gonna kind of share it and ask, you know, what they would like to share with you today.
Okay. One moment, please. Okay, and say your first name, please.
Valerie.
All right, and say it one more time, please.
Valerie.
There's something I've got. I've got feedback. That's okay. There's something I have to clear, Valerie, that has to do with my own personal relationship with you. So give me one quick second so I can clear it. That's better. So now I'm going to ask you to say it one more time. Perfect. Have you been meditating?
Not enough.
Not enough. Okay. So what's happening is, I don't know if it's your spirit guides or who's talking to me, but they want you to start working with your higher self more because you have the ability to see things from a higher perspective. They're saying very quickly that you've done a lot of training in other lifetimes and that it's going to be very easy to do it. So they want you to start building a relationship with your higher self, and you have some choices. Excuse me. So you can think of your higher self as your Christ self. You can think of the I Am Presence. Or you can actually give your higher self like a nickname. And for some reason, they're kind of voting for the nickname.
Judy.
Wow, look at that. Okay, so that's why they're saying that. Okay. And the reason is they're kind of doing the same thing with you that which they're doing with me is they're really on my, I don't want to say case because that's such a dualistic way of seeing it, but they want us to accelerate our, one moment. They want to bridge your dualistic experience, and they're kind of like, you can do better at this time. So you have the opportunity to really connect with your higher self moment by moment, and you've done this in other lifetimes. And so when you work with Judy, what they're saying is bring Judy with you to your day. Invite her into your day. Work with her, not work, but communicate with her, play with her during the day, and allow her ideas and thoughts to penetrate, infiltrate your experience. And what you're going to find is you're going to be downloaded information and insights about people, about things you see. And it's going to help you to have more faith in what you're doing. When you first do it, you're going to feel like you're playing and you're like, okay, Nicole, what the heck am I doing now? But you're going to be delighted that you're going to start accessing things pretty quickly, and you're going to be accurate. And it's going to give you confidence in what you're doing. So in other words, like when you use your oracle cards, whatever, which you can do, it's just going to confirm what you intuitively already know. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to help you access that higher self. I don't know if they got tired of waiting for you to do formal meditation and they're like, oh, we got another way to do this. But they're saying it's going to happen really quickly for you, and you're actually going to be quite delighted. And I actually see you in another form. I don't know if it's like from Pilates or somewhere, but I actually see you in like, well, I guess Pilates aren't enlightened, though. Apparently they're becoming enlightened. Whatever star system you're from, you're very, very aware, and I feel like there's another part of you that I don't know if it's like a simultaneous lifetime or a past. I really don't know. But what I know is she's urging you along, and she's actually going to start communicating to you. And she's going to she's going to play the part of Judy for you to help to bring her in. You're going to start bringing her in. And I would, one moment. I feel like she's going to help you co-author a book at some point. And it's like star system information. It's like from another, I don't know, constellation or something like that. Yeah, that was my second guess. So if that's what you think, I'm going to go with that, because I didn't think it was Pleiades. Yeah, she's beautiful. I love her. I love her, and she's you. What she's telling me is she's like an alternate reality you. She's going to be working with you now. And you can call her Judy for right now, I guess, until I can bring in her actual name. I don't know. All right, and I'll leave you with that.
I'm going to go make Judy some tea.
Okay. All right, we'll see you soon. hi, Forrest. Welcome. Thanks for making the drive. I can go this way if you prefer. I have to go whichever way
no,
you want me
I
to.
I sit over there and go left, and I figure, oh, I got to be first this time, so I'm preparing to be first. So.
Okay, good luck.
okay. The question I had is about, because, you know, the thing is, you mentioned, what do you call that at the beginning? What do you call that? The talk.
Yeah.
Whatever the food. I mean, you brought up so many issues that I sort of coincided with what my question was. So
awesome.
Excellent. One was, you know, obviously the question I have to ask is about my physical issues.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, the hard part about it is that, you know, the spiritual training I've been doing for so many years, you know, I know that it's caused by mental issues.
Mm-hmm.
Which is there. Mm-hmm. And the second part, when you were talking about the ascension part, is because I've been aware of this, so you say it's not just now, 20 years, like my
mm-hmm.
teacher that I went to 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
basically said, you know, this is it, you know, we're all going to, you know, if you follow the path, you'll ascend, you know, there's no, and the ascension is, you know, can happen by the end of this, like whenever this is over, we're not going to be here anymore. And the only reason why you decide, this is what my teacher would say, but I was, yeah, I'm realizing that I agree with it too, that we make a decision constantly to come back. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like I left when she was talking, where we were talking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so your question is?
How do I cure my physical pain?
Okay.
And is there a higher purpose to what's going on?
Is there a higher purpose what's going on with you in terms of your physical stuff?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So I am not a medical doctor, nor can I diagnose or treat a medical condition. They're very adamant about it. They want me to say that because at some point I'm going to be somewhere that If I just say it, then I'm covered. Okay. You're anemic. Is that the medical condition?
Well, I bleed a lot, so we're going to get anemic. The anemia is what comes after that. So.
Okay. What do you mean you bleed a lot?
I have probably 100 times a day veins in my nose.
Okay. Okay.
And I can go through a whole box.
So it's something that you've always had. I don't know if I can answer any of this, but I'm definitely going to try. And say your first name for me, Boris.
Boris,
say it one more time.
Boris.
You've got gurus and masters that are just laughing at you. They're laughing with you. And the reason they are, they want you to clean up your speech a little bit. So let's start with that. They find it amusing that you keep referring to your teachers as if you're not the teacher. Because what they're saying is you're downplaying your self-worth and your abilities, so that in this lifetime you've attracted teachers that are actually teaching you things that you actually taught them at other lifetimes. You know, it's sort of like, is it the cat or the mouse? And you guys keep taking turns, and they're saying it's similar, like, for something that I understand, is in Tibetan Buddhism. You know, like, they keep reincarnating, and when the young one reincarnates, you know, then the old ones gather in and teach them the collected information, and then they die, and then the young one's grown up, and boom, 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 to keep the legacy going, to keep the sacred information going for the betterment and enlightenment of the planet. So you've had just as many incarnations with what they're saying is you've had just as many incarnations where you've been the spiritual guru as opposed to, well, in this incarnation, you're an American that went to a spiritual guru, apparently. So they would like you to drop the persona. And it's not really the word, I can't get the word, but like the persona of being a spiritual seeker, aspirant. Because what they're saying is that you're the teacher, and that these teachers are teaching you a lineage that you actually participated in teaching. So that's the first thing. The other thing they're saying is... I'm like trying to get my handle on what they're showing me. You're very smart. Are you smart? They're saying you're very smart. And it's actually working against you in a little ways. Your mind's like, yeah. Is that right?
I bet that's wrong with you, right? I'm smart, but I didn't get that degree.
Okay, your mind is da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's almost like... I've never done this myself, but it's like I want to put you in like one of those Osho meditations where they have you do anything that's like totally opposite than the mind to get your mind to shut. And the reason that I'm saying that is, I mean, it's a compliment. Your mind's like brilliant. It just keeps going. Your mind has convinced you, okay, let me go back to the reason I'm saying all this. Your mind has convinced you that somehow... like you're separate from the teachings as opposed to being the teachings. You're not separate from the teacher that's teaching that to you. Like this is a world, and I know you know all this, but let me just get it out because I know you're spiritually very advanced. But you're not separate from the teacher and you're not separate from the teachings. It's actually your consciousness that you're calling the information to you to reestablish who you are. So when you say to them, well, my teacher said, you said to yourself, like there is no Nicole. You know, you're ready for ascension, so you make it your business to be in ascension energy to accelerate that experience. And this is your dream. So you're really just accessing you. When you go to your guru to learn how to be advanced, you're just accessing you. The reason they want me to say that to you is you have the ability to, like I'm getting chills, you have the ability to access you in an advanced, profound way above and beyond you. I hate to say this because I love Course in Miracles and I love my channeling group, but you in particular have a way to access this way and beyond going to somebody else to say, enlighten me, teach me, show me. Like your mind is playing tricks with you. Like you've been enlightened. You have the ability to... You're that high spiritually. So the question is, what impedes you from owning that? There's something in your mind or something in you that separates yourself from your own truth. Your own truth is like you know this. Like you know this so well you could have written a book, you know this. Is that not true?
Yeah, I mean... Okay, intellectually, I know that all physical ailments, whether minor or...
Forget the physical ailment for a second. No. They want you to forget the intellectual whatever.
Okay.
that's your answer. I don't know why you have the salmon in this lifetime. Unfortunately, I can't tell you. But you can go to a medical intuitive, and they probably can tell you. But what I do know is you will advance spiritually, experientially, in terms of your spiritual wisdom. They're saying, like, I'm showing, what they're showing me is like a derby race or whatever, and your car is zooming forward. Like, you're leaving us all in the dust, zooming forward. But there's something that is keeping you separate from owning it, from owning it. So the question is, why do you separate yourself from your divinity? Because there's a part of you that honestly doesn't have to do 10 more years of course lessons. Like you could get it in 6 months. So what is it in you that would rather take the long road? That's what they're challenging you to pray about and consider and contemplate. And they don't want you to contemplate it from an intellectual, like, this is not the New York Times crossword puzzle. From a, what is the fear?
It's emotional.
Yeah. Like, to bottom line it, what they're saying to me, and I say this to you with love, and I hope you don't feel like I'm calling you out, but they love you enough to kind of be hard on you. What they're saying is you actually can access all your own answers if you will step up and own that you do know. It's kind of like you're playing like you don't know, but the thing is you really do know, way beyond what you've been willing to admit. And the question is why. And the point is you don't have to. I know it's heavy duty, but it's kind of like this is real. Like, this is really real. Like, you can really acknowledge that you really do know. Because they're telling me you really do. And I don't mean just in terms of, like, you physical illness. I mean in terms of, like, really advancing. What doesn't seem advanced?
I know everything. I
know. Okay. Does the teacher you reference, does that teacher seem advanced to you?
Okay. This is the teacher. Okay. This is the point. The teacher I reference. This is what the problem is.
Okay.
I can say that I can repeat, but my teacher was a talented speaker, and he could get up there and do it. I feel like I can't teach.
Okay. They're not asking you to teach anyone else. They're asking you to own it. To live it. I don't know why. Do you like Osho? Osho keeps showing up.
No.
Okay. Do you even know who Osho is?
Yeah, I know who he is.
Okay. Apparently he wants to talk to you.
Okay.
What he's saying is you can teach just by being. Like, you don't have to say a word. This isn't about teaching. This is about admitting to yourself that you really do know. And, like, to not hide behind the explain it to me one more time. Like, I don't know if I'm making sense. Am I making sense? Okay, so the wife has spoken. The wife has spoken.
Yeah, what she's saying is, I know you, and you play a duality in your own self, your own mind. You play you battle yourself in your own mind.
Okay. What they're saying is it's like an ego game, and you're trapped in your own intelligence, and you're very intelligent. But it's time to drop the intelligence, because what they're saying is the mind is not supposed to be the master. The mind's supposed to follow spirit. And I hope you don't feel like I'm chastising you, but what they're saying is you're really capable of not following your mind anymore and working from a non-dualistic perspective. Like, instead of dualistically analyzing the theories, it's coherent, like, instead of dualistically analyzing the theories of what you know to be true, start, not start, because they say you do it, what, imagine if you just experientially lived what you know to be true. And they're saying you can do it. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to leave you with that. You didn't know if you wanted to go first or not. It's on the recording, and I'll make sure you have the website information. And we're going to go around, and they want me to come back to you before we close, just to see how you're doing with it. Okay.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. I have been experiencing growing happiness and that my heart, the one who's driving, and it's like my mind starts to, you know.
Awesome.
Oh, wait.
Oh, I want to sit in your seat.
Yeah, but you know, you try to put your mind, you try to, you know, to work with your mind that you are used to, but something is in my heart that is, you know, is beyond that.
Awesome.
And from that feeling that I know it is, but my mind is still, you know, trying to doubt, my question is higher brain meeting for me, and I will be able to for myself, and that feeling that I have is the answer that I am in the right path?
You positively are in the right path, because what you're tapping into is Sacred Heart, and what they're showing me is the Sacred Heart. So I saw this in someone, I think it was you a long time ago. If you ever look at a picture of like Jesus or Mother Mary in the Sacred Heart, what they're showing me is you're tapping into your Sacred Heart. Yeah, it's gorgeous. I mean, it's gorgeous and significant, and it's who we truly are. It's who we truly are. We are not the ego. This is not who we are. Like, this is, yeah, you're tapping into it. So if your question is, are you on the right path? Absolutely.
Yes.
And what was the other part?
Higher brain
thinking. Your brain, what they're saying is, I was actually correct earlier when I was talking to Boris. Your brain is not leaving, it's just...
No, it's okay.
It's what, I'm sorry?
A
technique to get your higher brain? Yes.
Right.
To use more of it. So you want to know if it's worth it to do the course. Okay, can you say the name of the course?
Higher Brain Living.
Gotcha.
Higher Brain Living.
She just has a cute accent. So. All right. All right, say your first name again, please.
Andrea.
Okay, say it one more time and then say the name of the course, please.
Andrea. Hi.
What they're saying is you're going to have many opportunities to learn that. If you have the resources and want to learn it through this method, then that's fine. If you don't have the resources, it will not be the only way that you can access that information. You have other sources of learning about it. And I feel like it has to do with your spiritual teachers. Like, you can learn it. Can you learn it on your own? That's a good question. One moment. You're being attracted to it because it's something that you're learning to do. So you can go to it and pick up some bells and whistles, or you can learn by another method. Does that answer your question? If you have the finances and it's not a burden to you, then do it. If it's a burden to you, you have other pathways of learning. Yeah. What you're falling in love with is your true self, is what they're telling me. Yeah. That's what you're falling in love with. Very cool. Very, very cool. Uh-huh. Oh, you were supposed to be in that group. When I saw that, I'm like, they're like, send it to her. She's supposed to be it. I'm like, okay. And I joined it just to make sure I had the link to remember to send it to you. Okay. Okay. Awesome. Plus, they have something. How's your fairy table? It is beautiful. Okay. And say your first name, please. Yeah, you're doing great. They say you're doing great, and it's because you have opened your heart to yourself. That was sorely needed. Yeah. You're actually doing great, which is marvelous. So let me see if I can get any further information. And say your name again, please. Sometime down the line, just for information, you're going to be on a radio show talking about fairies or something like that. You're on a radio show. Do you like to talk? Yeah, because it's going to really be interesting. It's sort of like a specialty, like, oh my God, you can go on so many blog radios and you can have mediums all day long, you know, but it's not as commonplace to learn about fairies and divas and elves and whatever it is you're mastering. And it's important that people have that sacred knowledge and wisdom, because it's part of them honoring Gaia, is what they're saying. And the more that people learn that Gaia is awake and real and that there are elementals that exist, the more that they're going to learn how to work with it to restore the balance to Mother Earth. So in dealing with, you know, pollution and water and, you know, the whole issue, not to alarm everyone, but the whole, like, issue with the whole water supply, that there's an imbalance to the world and it needs to be balanced, and that it's going to be the light workers that are going to be able to perform their own sorcery and magic. So there's a real need for people to start establishing in their consciousness that all this is real, people. This isn't just like stuff we can ignore, and how to work with it and how to use their awarenesses to build that trust again. They keep saying to restore the balance. So your services are going to be needed, and it's beyond just, oh, this is interesting, you know. It's because it's going to affect people's consciousness, and that's what's needed. So Spirit's going to find a way for you to get on the radio to talk about it, because you have very safe energy. It's very non-threatening. You don't have a lot of ego, and people are going to be open to you. So there's actually somebody else in the area, if anyone knows who this is. Apparently there's someone else in the area in South Florida who's very skilled and knowledgeable, but there's still ego, and she's going to piss his, sorry. She's going to piss people off. So they're putting their eggs in your basket, because your energy is going to be very inviting and non-threatening, and people are going to respond to you. So they're going to get you on the radio. So there you go.
I
know. Okay, so, but you see, this is the reason why you're so needed, because people don't understand, and what you don't understand you make fun of, because you truly don't understand. And look how enlightened Boris is. And if Boris has that reaction, this is the point, and they actually wanted you to see that interaction. There's a reason they got Boris to say that, because they want you to see how people normally react. If they don't understand it, they make fun of it because they don't get it. So that's where you're going to have the healing. And Boris is an enlightened man, and he still has that normal ego reaction. So you see why it's so important. Okay, perfect. Yeah. Excellent.
I'm very grateful, I'm thankful to be here.
Lately, I have been experiencing so many, you know, I want some issues, but so many issues and bad experiences. And I
welcome to the club.
I feel that I'm doing well and I am having a good time. And I know the masters are working with me. I don't know who it is, but I'm just very grateful.
Okay.
But for today, I don't have any particular question, but I am open to those questions.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you for coming. And just say your first name for me, please. That's beautiful. Say it one more time. And what's the first letter?
N.
Gorgeous. You've got a friend here. Who are you? Give me a second. Say it one more time. The energy is just absolutely magnificent. It's that kind of energy, like you ever have a fantastic dream, like you just don't want to wake up. You know, it's like the boyfriend you never got to date in high school or something dream. Like it's just, it's the energy is just so good. That's the energy of the presence I'm experiencing right now. And you're going to laugh, but I can't even figure out if it's animal form or not. Like, are you human? Are you animal? I cannot figure this out. But the eye is just, I can look at this entity's eye for the rest of my life and be in ecstasy. Wow. Okay, so who are you? One moment. Say your name one more time, please. Thank you so much for this experience. What I'm experiencing that is just touching my heart is unconditional love. I mean pure unconditional love, and it's either a dog or a dolphin. It's an animal. Do you have any dogs in spirit? No.
Well, I had one.
As dogs often do. And what was the dog's name?
Elijah.
Man, I wish I knew what this was. You're not giving me any hints. Do you like dolphins? The feeling, I'm going to go with the dolphin, and the reason is the feeling I have when I look at this eye. I've gone to like Dolphin Research Center, and when you look in the dolphins, if you just meditate with their eyes, you just go to another galaxy. And, you know, and it's funny because when I look at, not that you need to know my story, but when I look at dolphins, I always say it's like a puppy dog in the water. You know, it's like that unconditional love. God. Lady said it was a dog or a dolphin. Crazy lady. Okay. So why do you have a dolphin talk? Do you channel? Not that you know of. Okay, so I'm recording again. All right, he's working with you. I don't know his name, unfortunately. It was enough for me to figure it out that it was the dolphin. He's fully enlightened. He's fully enlightened. Oh my God, his energy is, how do I say this? I've been doing this group since, I think, August or September. This is 6 months, whatever. His energy is my favorite. of everything and everyone I have brought through. And I brought through masters, ascended masters. I like his energy the best. Because it's a combination of wisdom and enlightenment and love. There's just nothing better. Somehow that's going to incorporate into you. Somehow you've got, there's a reason you've got a dolphin. You've got some kind of, you've got some kind of, what is that? Okay. You work with them on another level. I don't know if you, I know this sounds strange, but I don't know if you were a dolphin in another incarnation, but it's something like that. Like, I don't speak dolphin, but you do. And, well, she does. She does. You actually do. So you either work with them in a lifetime or you were one, but there's a reason why he's stepping forward, and it's to bring it to your conscious attention. It's definitely to bring it to your conscious attention, because when I said that, I got spiritual chills. And that's my confirmation. So I don't know, but he is coming forward. So I just want to know if there's anything you need to do to help accelerate that. Just be open to, you don't channel. You meditate, though. Yeah, they're telling me you meditate. You're a good, they're telling me you're a really good meditator. You reach high levels. You reach high levels of awareness when you meditate. You're probably fantastic in doing Reiki, too. You're bringing in higher levels in your Reiki than you realize. I don't know what your master things are. But they say that you need to, do you advertise that? Yeah, you need to. What they're telling me is you're not to put down Reiki, but you know there are a lot of people that do Reiki. You're bringing in something that's way above the normal Reiki energy. It's very advanced, and it's part of what the dolphin's talking about. You're bringing in some very high level, like they, when they communicate, they do signals and they heal. So I've brought people to go swim with dolphins because they need healing. And I'm like, what do you have to do? I'm like, get in the water with the dolphin. The dolphin will know what to do. They heal people. You bring in that, see this? You bring in that frequency when you do, it's not Reiki, actually. But I don't know how to bring in the terminology that they're trying to tell me. The dolphin's actually talking to me and I don't understand. But he's saying it's because my linear mind thinks I don't understand, but if I would release my linear mind, I actually could understand. But what they're saying is that's what you're bringing in through the Reiki, and it's actually not Reiki. So you're going to be supported in attuning to the information that you need to bring to your clients in terms of what you're actually bringing in, and you're going to open up and expand your business because it's not going to be Reiki anymore. You're going to be like the dolphin lady, basically. But they say get started, because take that leap of faith. Make sure you sign up for my daily messages. They want you to sign up for my daily messages, and it has something to do with the energy you're going to receive, because you're an energy lady. But the message today was something like, take the leap of faith. Like, if you fall, the Band-Aid will be there. They want you to take the leap of faith in saying yes to your gift. So by you being willing to let the cat out of the bag, it was like me letting the cat out of the bag that I could channel. To let the cat out of the bag that it's beyond Reiki, by you taking that leap of faith, you're going to be working with your ego saying yes, it's okay. It's okay to be different. It's okay to admit that I do know. It's okay to be who I really am. And you're going to work with, I don't know, it's kind of like quantum healing something or other is what it is. And it's fantastic. And I want a session. I was going to say, you can contact with me so I can order a session. The dolphin is already in contact with you, but it's just bringing it to your conscious awareness. And having this conversation is actually opening it up. And as you reestablish, like I have to work on my website to change what it is I say I can do, because I really can do more. And I've been gun-shy letting people know. you know, because what if I get burned at the stake or whatever? So by you just letting